When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to r/today I effed up, where this dude ruins his 4-year relationship by having a threesome on New Year's Eve. Today I effed up by having a threesome with my girlfriend and her friend. So this wasn't really yesterday, it was on New Year's, literally as the year started, and I'm still suffering the consequences, as this caused for my now former girlfriend to break up with me. For the sake of this post, I'm gonna call her Pink. Now, prior to this, and I'm sorry, but I think context is needed here, Pink and I had been together for almost 4 years, and we had very good communication. We never hid anything, and we spoke about everything, including when we were attracted to another person. Eventually, this led to both of us speaking about hypothetically getting sexually involved with another person, both her and I. We talked about it several times whenever I felt attracted to another woman, or her to another woman or man. She is bisexual. Moving forward, she became friends with a girl that I'm going to call Blue for the purposes of this post. Pink met Blue through an art calling that they were both part of, and they really hit it off. Eventually, Pink introduced me to Blue during preparation for an art exhibition that they were going to expose at. At that moment, Blue didn't interest me much, as we didn't interact much, and I couldn't see her face due to everyone wearing a face mask. However, as time went by and we all hung out together without face masks, I got to know her a little better. Blue is gorgeous, lovely and charming, and I inevitably started to feel attracted to her. I didn't want to get romantically involved with Blue, but I definitely felt that I wanted for something to happen. I, of course, talked about this with Pink, and she completely understood, because she thought the same of Blue. For some time, I talked with Pink about Blue on various occasions, and regarding how she would feel if I kissed or had sex with her. Pink said that it would be okay, and that it would even be nice, because if I kissed or had sex with another woman, she would rather have it be someone she knows. Pink told me that it was okay because she also felt that attraction. Right after Pink told me that it was okay, I felt more attracted to Blue and the idea of being with her, because I never would have done anything to hurt Pink or jeopardize our relationship. I didn't actively pursue Blue, I didn't even attempt to get her number or anything, I just let things flow, as I was with Pink, hanging out with Blue and other friends of Pink. Now, to the recent events that led to the F up. For New Year's Eve, Pink went with her family to a house that they have about 6 to 7 hours away from the city, and Pink invited Blue to spend New Year's Eve with her. They left the city to be at the family house on the 27th, but I couldn't be there because of work. However, I was lucky. Now I know it wasn't a good kind of luck, enough that Pink's cousin was heading up there on the 31st, so I tagged along as she agreed to take me there. As we were celebrating New Year's, we had a good time. We were drinking and we were all pretty drunk. Now, although none of us were super drunk, we were pretty drunk, but not to the point in which we were losing balance, so not that drunk. We went to the bedroom somewhat early, at around 3:30 a.m, as we were tired and ready to sleep. Pink, Blue and I were sharing the same bedroom. Pink and Blue were supposed to sleep on the bed, while I was supposed to sleep on a mattress on the floor. I didn't mind at all, but Blue had suggested that I could sleep with them both as there was enough space in the bed, so of course I took the offer. As Pink went to the bathroom to get changed and all, Blue and I exchanged looks as I stared at her eyes and she stared back at me. We didn't talk, we didn't make any gestures, we just looked at each other. Blue already knew that I liked her, Pink told me that she'd noticed, but I guess this confirmed it for Blue. I thought that Blue liked me back, because she didn't avert her gaze. She looked at me as I looked at her. I still didn't do anything at this moment, but this brought the idea of maybe trying something. Pink came back from the bathroom and we all laid on the bed. Blue was at the leftmost part, I was on the right, and Pink was in the middle of both of us. We all eventually got closer as I snuggled with Pink, and as I was going to wrap my arm around Pink, I grazed Blue's leg. I was really nervous as I thought I could progressively and slowly caress her and see if she likes it or stops me, so I did. Very slowly, I started caressing her leg, starting from her knee and slowly moving down her leg until it was very clear to me that she was into her. I started getting really close to Blue's crotch and eventually started touching her. Pink woke up and noticed what we were doing, and then Pink and Blue started making out. Frick, it's happening. Oh man, this is the best way to start the year. I'm about to have a threesome with the woman I love and her friend. Oh boy, was I wrong. I mean, it was great, but what came after was the really big F up. Throughout the threesome, I must admit, I focused on Blue. It was all completely new to me. I hadn't been with another woman besides Pink, so she caught my attention. However, Pink seemed to be having a good time, and she didn't say or make any gestures to indicate that she didn't want any of this. Although it was pretty dark and we were all pretty drunk, and in retrospect, maybe I didn't see any signs that I wouldn't have missed otherwise. We all had an amazing time, or so I thought. Even though I wasn't able to get it up, you know, alcohol and my penis don't mix up well, the mother effer likes to go to sleep instead. But hey, after we stopped, we laid back on the bed. And this time, Blue was in the middle of Pink and I. Blue and I were still naked, while Pink did put on her pajamas. I snuggled to Blue very closely, as her butt was right up to my crotch, and I was hugging her and had one of my hands on her breast. We didn't sleep much, or at least I didn't. I was still full of desire, as I wasn't able to unload it. A little bit further in the morning, at about 6, I was still awake, and I noticed that Blue was still awake. I should have taken note that Pink was not, but Blue started moving and we started touching each other. We were not being loud or moving too much, and moments after, Pink got off the bed and headed out the room. The way that Pink left, I didn't notice any body language indicating that she was upset or anything, and I thought that she was going to the kitchen to get some water. Blue and I continued, and we eventually effed in the same position we were snuggling in. Moments after, Pink comes back and tells me that she wants to break up with me. I was shocked because I didn't expect it. I thought we all had a good time in the threesome. I thought that what we did was okay as we talked about it before, but apparently it was not. So to wrap everything up, Pink and I talked about it for the remaining days. At first she didn't want to, but eventually she allowed us to talk about it 3 or 4 times. Basically, Pink didn't want to have that threesome, but she felt pressured and didn't know how to deal with that pressure as she was still drunk. Bear in mind, none of us were super drunk, we were pretty drunk, but not even to the point in which we were losing balance. Pink didn't say anything after the threesome ended, as she was too tired and fell asleep really quickly. Now, Pink thought that it was going to be okay for me to have sex with Blue prior to all of this, but after the threesome, she noticed that she was not okay with it, that it most likely would affect her, but we didn't get the chance to talk about it. I didn't ask Pink about the threesome, not before it happened or just after. Based on what we talked about, I assumed that it would be okay, and based on how I perceived things during the threesome, I also thought that it would be okay for me to have sex with Blue, but I definitely should have talked with Pink before. I should have woken her up and asked if it was okay. I shouldn't have started anything without her. I really effed up. We talked about getting married, we were going to live together this month, we were creating projects for the future, she was my everything. Frick, I wish I could go back in time. I feel like the trashiest person on earth right now. My relationship with Pink was based on communication, on the fact that we talked about everything. We absolutely loved that about ourselves, and we, but mostly I, screwed that up when it mattered the most. I apologize for the huge wall of text, but I felt that I needed to tell the whole story. I'm not pretending to excuse myself of any blame in any way, and I hope I'm not portraying myself as such, because frick am I guilty for this. Pink is firm on her decision of breaking up and doesn't want to try and fix things. I hope she changes her mind, and I let her know that I'll be here if that changes, because she meant everything to me. But there's nothing we can do. We talked about it until late yesterday before she blocked me on everything. I'm sharing all of this not only because it's a way of venting and not keeping everything bottled up, but also in the hopes that somebody learns from my mistakes. Please, communicate with your significant other. Don't assume anything, consent changes with time, and even if it was previously discussed that it was okay, always confirm before doing anything. Guys, where to even start on this one? My first bit of advice for OP would probably be, look, it's probably not the best idea to have sex with another girl over your girlfriend's half-sleeping body who you plan to marry. You know, I just say that from personal experience, you know, probably not the best idea. I mean, that just is one of the biggest F-ups possible. What do you mean you didn't read the body language? Come on, she left the room, man. Like, at the very least, she's probably not going to be that happy, is she, if she's left the room? Yeah, who knows? Maybe she was going to get ready, but come on. She's been your girlfriend for 4 years. I reckon you probably know her pretty well at this point. Oh, yeah, look, maybe a threesome was fine in your head and you thought it was going to be okay, but that wasn't even a threesome at the end. That was just you having sex with another girl when your girlfriend was out the room. That's bad. And look, fair enough. I get it. You've discussed it before and you thought it was okay. But yeah, as you said yourself, you admitted it would have been better just to check. I hope you can get back together because it seems like there's just one mistake here, although it was a pretty big one. One mistake from a four-year relationship. But hey, man, I'm rooting for you. Doesn't look too good, though. Guys, take some advice from OP, though. Next time you're drunk and you're not sure how drunk you are, think to yourself, can you balance? Because if you can, then you're pretty drunk, but you're not too drunk. I just enjoyed how he kept saying that. Very enjoyable. What an F up. Let's move on.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So then, moving on to our next F-up. Today I F'd up by sending a family member, who is a prominent religious figure, an email from Seamaster. Now, I can't obviously say that word, but it's a four-letter word beginning with C that's censored. I'm sure you know what it is. So, I'm in my mid-30s, but I still have immature, smooth brain friends who at one point took my phone and played a funny and seemingly harmless joke on me, telling Siri to now refer to me as Seamaster. Now, me being equally idiotic, laughed the first time Siri called me this, and I didn't immediately change it. Well, last week, a friend's father passed away. My friend's mother, the widow, is a very religious woman, who I know well, and she's doing her best, but she's still a bit lost, as her husband of 50 plus years died unexpectedly. So, me being the nice guy I am, I decided to reach out to this family member, who, as I stated, is a highly prominent religious figure, to see if he can offer some words of comfort to my friend's mother in these tough times. Out of respect for the family member, I do not want to reveal who the member is, or what their religion is, or their position within the ranks. Just know it's about as high as you can go in said religion. So, now the F up. The religious figure asked me to summarize a few things in an email about the situation. He shoots me over a text with a link to his email, and all is good. So here I am on my new iPad that I've never sent an email from. I type up the email and press send. I text the religious figure and let him know I send the email. A half hour later, he texts me back informing me that he never got my email. I think to myself, huh, that's weird. So I tell him I definitely sent it and told him to check his spam mail. I pop my phone open, check my Yahoo email, and see that I never sent it from there. I think, maybe it went from my work email. I checked that, and it didn't send from there either. So finally, I'm like, huh, I wonder if it sent from my iCloud email, which, by the way, I've literally never used before. Well, I open my iCloud sent box, and there the email is. I open the email to forward it again and just see in general what's up, and there it is, in huge, bold letters, the sent alias Seamaster. It turns out that when you tell Siri to call you something, it puts that as the alias on your iCloud email. Freaking dope. In a panic, I instruct my phone to call me by my actual name from now on. In the meantime, I received a text back. All it said was, I got your email. I tell my wife the situation, as it's her mother's brother that I send the email to. She's doubled over laughing and promptly starts texting all her friends and brothers to let them know of my oopsie. She had a ball with it, but I don't know if I'll ever be able to be seen at a family event again. Now, look, we've all been here. It's not great, is it? Let's be honest. But it is funny to have Siri call you, if mate or you, a stupid name. I didn't know that it led to this, though. That's what I didn't know. And it's just unlucky that, you know, you sent it to somebody that is in a very prominent position in their religion and you're really asking for advice. Yet, it's signed Seamaster. Their reply as well, I got your email. You just know. They're too proud. They're too embarrassed, perhaps, to say, why did it say that? They just know that you know that they know. That's all that matters. It's embarrassing. To be fair, though, OP, it is clear that you had good intentions, and I hope that this person realized that. You are just looking for advice. Shame that you signed with Seamaster, but hey, it could have been worse. Not really. And now for our third and final F up of this episode. Today I effed up by smoking weed for the first time and trusting my friend on the dosage. I need better friends. I've never smoked weed, ever. In fact, I haven't taken any mind-altering drugs ever, including alcohol. So I let my good friend know that. He, being the generous stoner that he is, tells me that he's got me covered. I say, screw it, sure. I go to his place and we get set up. He brings some snacks and pulls out his collection of spaceship-looking bongs and a small jar. I asked him where the weed was, and he told me that no one smokes straight-up plant anymore, and that oil is the way to go. The first F-up was not realizing what that meant. He fires up a lighter that works like a blowtorch and heats it up, and then scoops up some of the wax. He takes a hit to show me how to do it. He then tells me that since it's my first time, three hits should be enough. Second F-up, the big one. I basically take what I later learned to be three fat dabs, as people apparently call it, within 30 seconds. He congratulates me on not coughing for whatever frickin' reason, and then starts laughing like a maniac. I ask him if I did something wrong, and he assured me that I didn't, and to strap in for the ride. For like a solid minute, I was all good and didn't feel anything. Then the TV screen started to look a little funny, and the text seemed a little bolder. I decided to look at my hands. And holy heck, it looked like I was a cartoon or animation character. It was like I was playing an FPS video game or something. My hands almost had an outline like it was drawn. I extended my arms and it looked like I was stretching beyond my physical limits. I couldn't remember what I was thinking 10 seconds ago. It was like I was living life in 10 second increments. We were watching a movie, and whenever the scene would change, I'd completely forget what happened in the last one. My friend then told me that it would be a good idea to dim the lights and turn on his LED light strip. It had a function where it would change color and flash based on the beat of the music that's playing. I laid on the bed and watched the lights change and listened to some good music, but I kid you not, I was probably on the bed watching the lights for at least an hour and a half. At first, the lights were just flashing, but as I watched it more and more, every flash turned into a bloom of fractals that felt like they were physically touching me and controlling my breathing and heartbeats. Anyways, after a while, I get hungry and spread some Nutella on a sliced bread. I put it in my mouth, and within 30 seconds, I am in tears. It just tastes so freaking good. My friend asked me if I'm okay and why I'm crying, and all that came out my mouth was, Nutella is God. Now, what I really meant was that it tasted like I consumed a piece of divinity, like God himself blessed my taste buds. I was slurping that stuff like a four-year-old eating fries. After a while, I fell asleep and woke up feeling fine. I wasn't ready to be that high. I mean, look, guys, word of warning. Just be careful when you're doing this sort of stuff for the first time. That's all I'll say. That is excessive. And like, maybe you had a good time. I'm not going to say you didn't. It sounds like you had an interesting time, an interesting experience, that's for sure. But yeah, maybe chill out next time. That's a pretty insane first time doing drugs. And not just the first time doing a proper drug. I mean, you haven't had alcohol and you jump into that. Fair play. Nutella is God, that's for sure. So I agree with you on that one. Yeah. And I hope you go back and watch a TV show and remember every scene. Because it sounds like it was a pretty good one. To be honest, I jest, but this could have been a lot worse. The first time you doing this, and it sounds... I mean, I don't know much about this sort of stuff, I'll be honest with you. As you can probably tell, I'm extremely white. However, can I say that? F*** it, I can. However, doing three big old hits in a minute for your first time, I mean, even the most brave person probably wouldn't do that. So yeah, a bit of an F up. I guess you live and you learn and you are still alive, thankfully. Anyway, guys, that is gonna do it for this episode of r/todayieffedup. You know, r/todayieffedup and r/amothebutthole gotta be two of my favorite subreddits right now. The stories are just original, elite, funny, entertaining. I just love them. If you know what, I'll put one there, a Today I Effed Up, and I'll put an Am I the Butthole there. You choose which one you want. You got to click one of them now. I'll put them up there for a reason. You decide which one's better. Let me know.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.